One of the municipality's only official citizens advisory committees is calling on council to set its sights higher for the Tanchamar Veterans Memorial Civic Center. Doug Bliss is going into his second year as chair of Tanchamar's Climate Change Advisory Committee, an official body that makes regular recommendations to Tanchamar Council. This year, Bliss says the committee is suggesting council put the Civic Center on track towards net zero.
We've recommended that the town be declarative and say, wouldn't it be a great idea if we said we want to make the biggest, the building that has the most energy consumption in the municipality move towards a net zero situation, which basically means doing all the energy conservation that you can do within the building, reducing your energy, and additionally seeing if you can produce your own electricity to support in what way you can, moving forward.
The Civic Center celebrated its 20th anniversary last year, and according to an energy audit conducted in December, is more energy intensive than average for its building type. And it has the electricity bills to prove it. In March 2023, the rink racked up an electricity bill of $36,000. By August, with no ice service to maintain, the bill dropped to a tenth of that amount. But over the course of the year, Tanchamar paid about $200,000 to keep the lights on and the ice frozen. The 2024 energy audit, itself something that came from a climate change advisory committee recommendation, listed at least three fixes that could save the municipality nearly $29,000 a year in expenses and also spare the atmosphere from another 55 tons of CO2 equivalent emissions each year. The fixes include lighting replacement, a working heat recovery system for the ice plant, and investment in a piece of equipment called a floodwater deaerator. They come with an upfront cost of just over $240,000, with a payback period of less than 9 years. But the energy audit only explored efficiency options. It did not venture into the potential for the Civic Center or any other Tanchamar-owned site to start producing its own energy. And that's why, says Doug Bliss, there's still some missing pieces when it comes to the Civic Center's path to near net zero, and why the Climate Change Committee is suggesting that council spend some of its remaining climate change budget on pulling together those pieces.
We know much of the information is already available. They need to be able to put in funding applications to the, Federation municipalities or the provincial government or the federal government. I'm not a funding expert, so I don't know where they get their funds, but they need to put a package together. So we think that there's probably some bits and pieces they have to spend some money on getting information. For example, would be, how much it would cost to put solar panels on the roof and what would be the payback period and these sorts of things.
Back in 2018, the town asked Beauséjour Renewable Energy for an assessment of a solar array project for the roof of the Civic Center. The 2018 report says an array on the roof could produce about 125,000 kilowatt hours per year, putting a dent in but not coming close to matching the energy used by the facility. The recommendation from Beauséjour was to focus on energy efficiency first, to invest in reducing the electricity demand in the building before looking at energy production. That philosophy is behind why the Climate Change Advisory Committee asked for an energy audit of municipal buildings last year. Bliss says the idea of net zero is an aspirational goal and might end up involving a variety of initiatives.
Net zero itself is very difficult to achieve if you're only looking at one, one isolated project like that. If you spread it out. And that's why sort of the terminology now tends to be more near net zero, which basically just do the best job you can do, right? And hopefully that, with big energy savings or energy efficiencies, changing your heating source from, which isn't a problem with the rink, but, if you had to change your heating source from fossil fuels to run heating source from electricity, and as you just mentioned, generally there's some idea that you're at least somehow producing locally generated from a renewable source, whether it's wind, solar, or you're buying, green energy directly from the grid, which is possible to do too, in terms of those sorts of things. But so you get that sort of not only reducing your emissions, but doing what you can to contribute to, not drawing on others.
Bliss says that a big project like the Civic Center would show residents that the town is taking climate change mitigation seriously.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful for the town and for the community to see that the town is being active in that. And the reason is that 6 years ago, The previous town council declared a climate crisis. Four of the councillors, I think it's four, that sat on that council or on this council, the council has, the crisis has not been revoked. And yet we haven't seen really anything overtly publicly to say we're responding to this crisis. So here's a good, simple project, very doable. It's going to save money in terms of energy costs. So it's like, why wouldn't you go ahead and do something like this while you're waiting for all these other plans and whatnot to catch up?
Bliss says the committee would like to see Tantramar achieve a near net zero civic center by 2032.
So I think that's a stretch goal. Hopefully, so that's what is 2032? That's 6 years. You know, what we know is the capital improvements that have been asked for by the town administration is in the next 3 or 4 years. So, I mean, you know, we think the majority of the work would be done, you know, within a shorter time span from that. But if you don't set a deadline, you're never going to start, right? That's the issue, I think.
And that deadline needs to come from town council, says Bliss.
I think from our perspective, what we were looking for council to say, and, you know, I've had a conversation with them last time as a council, is it would be really helpful if you, in a public way, as councillor, say that you would like something done. Because what the town administration tells us is, quite correctly, is they don't set policy, they just action, you know, what they're told to do, right? So we're asking council to say, we should do this.
Right. So you're this needs leadership from council is what you're saying.
Yes, I guess that's why I haven't used those words before, but I guess that's a good summary, yes.
That's Doug Bliss, chair of Tantramar's Climate Change Advisory Committee, one of the few citizens advisory committees appointed by Tantramar Council. The committee is calling on Tantramar Council to spend some of its 2025 climate change budget to pull together a plan to put the Tantramar Veterans Memorial Civic Center on the path toward net zero. This is Erica Butler, reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.